everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of the TeachNet podcast. And today we have a very special episode. I'm joined by Maria Ward and Owen Flood from City of Dublin ETB. And today we're going to talk about a new QQI Level 4 Special Purpose Award in Digital Citizenship. And for the next while, we're going to chat to Maria and Owen about where this project idea came from, what it's about, and where they would like to go with it next. So Maria and Owen, you're very welcome. And I'm going to ask you both to introduce yourselves and start with yourself, Maria.
Thanks very much, Michael. My name is Maria Ward. I am Head of Education in the Progression Union Prison in Mountjoy, which has the governance under City of Dublin ETB.
My name is Owen Flood, and I'm the Head of Education in the Training Unit Prison, which is on the Mountjoy complex. And again, it's under the City of Dublin ETB.
Very good. So, Maria, this is a really exciting award. I think it's really timely. I know we've chatted about it in the past. Tell us, where did the idea for this award come from? And why did you create this particular special purpose award?
Thanks very much, Michael. Yes, it is exciting, and it is a first for prison education to develop a QQI award. So we're delighted to have an opportunity to talk about it this morning. It was born out of prison teachers being afforded the opportunity to go on to the Maynooth course in programme validation and design that was supported by FES as well, or in conjunction with FES. And the reason why we were looking for this particular module is because in prison education, we felt that it was something that our learners needed, and there was a gap in the QQI provision. So we were hopeful that something in this citizenship space would fill that void.
Fantastic. And a big shout out to Maynooth and Michael Kenny and his team out there. I know that course very well. So really, you reflected as part of the course on what was missing, and then you came up with this idea. And why did you go for digital citizenship over digital skills, Maria?
So I suppose also, Michael, following on from the previous question, I had done the course myself, and then we were lucky enough to have Owen and another colleague, Orla Brennan, partake in the course. And we came about this because a lot of the QQI modules that are in existence rely heavily on a particular type of technology or a particular type of skill of teacher or learner, or a particular type of resource to be available in the classroom. And because we're coming from prison education, we wanted to be able to create something that could be delivered in any space. So if you had the availability of technology or indeed handheld devices whilst teaching, that would be fine. But if you didn't have that, and particularly in our context, you would still be able to provide real learning and real reflective skills from the learners, because that's kind of the citizenship piece of this, and getting them to be recognizing the implications of their digital footprint, of themselves online, to be able to help children, because a lot of our learners, I suppose, are older, they're not digital natives, and many people coming back into education in the adult education space are the same. So that's our motivation, I suppose, behind why we picked this over existing modules. And just, I suppose, conclude on that point, we tried to make it so as that it will have longevity. We deliberately have no particular technologies for use either in delivery or assessment, so that it won't date.
So what I'm hearing here is that this special purpose award is really, it's about citizenship. And to be a citizen in 2024, digital is part of being a citizen. So the primary focus here is on citizenship, Maria. Is that?
No. I know Owen is going to come and talk about this with you in a second, Michael. We have the citizenship and the well-being piece. And the way we see it is the module is split into two. Gotcha. In relation of both of those. And you have to do both of them, but the content is split so that people get that sense of agency and that sense then of that social piece.
Very good. Yeah, no, but I think it's really good. And I also think there could be lessons here for other special purpose awards in the future, that you are flexible, that you're tech neutral, and that you're trying not to date the module or the modules of the units. Owen, tell us about the content, because I've had a look at it, because yourself and Maria, and we'll put this in the program notes, contributed, or you wrote a really informative blog post for us called New Digital Citizenship Program for Adult Learners. And I had a look at the bottom of that blog. Actually, there's a connection a link to the Donegal ETB page where the Digital Citizenship Resource Hub. Tell us about the programme aim and the content. If people were to sign up for it, what are they going to find?
I suppose with the content, when we were developing the programme, we obviously then had to choose how to house the content in sort of packages, you know, because the area of digital citizenship is, it's so incredibly large. And it's also changing, you know, almost every week. Funnily enough, when we were developing the content, AI wasn't as much in the landscape, you know, while now, you know, it's obviously so influential. So we wanted to obviously include the idea of digital literacy, and there's so much on digital literacy around using devices and around people being aware of their digital footprint and different tools and things like that. But we also wanted to marry that with something that's maybe less catered for in QQI anyway, which would be the digital wellbeing piece, which I suppose is sort of getting back to your point about, is it citizenship heavy or is it more focused on digital? And in a way, it's about the learners being able to navigate their way through society, I suppose.
Yeah.
And digital is so much a part of that. So we have 8 units, and the first 4, I suppose, are the more practical digital literacy influenced parts. So you have a unit 1 on digital citizenship, just introducing them to, I suppose, the program and even the basics of how the internet works in terms of cabling and data centers and such.
Yes.
And then unit 2 talks about digital access, accessing reliable and unreliable sources and being able to navigate between the two, which is also such an important thing. The unit 3 talks about digital etiquette and, I suppose, a code of conduct, sort of developing in the learner a sense of a code of conduct of how they use the internet. Unit 4 talks about digital safety. So that's where you can get into the nuts and bolts about keeping yourself safe online and the different tools. Then unit 5 introduces the digital wellbeing piece, and the learner will be asked to sort of go through a checklist for themselves of how they can stay safe online. I suppose more focusing on the emotional end of it and how technology impacts on their wellbeing, both positively and negatively. And then unit 6 focuses in on ethics and empathy, the idea of empathetically using the internet and digital technology, but then the idea of there being such a diversity of people and views on the internet. And I suppose you think there should be a unit on social media. This would possibly be the closest to it, which discusses it sort of from the outside in, if you get me, rather than nailing it as a social media content. Then unit 7 zones in on online abuse and just the various different types and various different ways that people can be nasty, I suppose, online, and measures then to prevent it, to keep yourself safe. And then unit 8, slightly separate from the others in that it talks about the impacts of digital technology on society. So it sort of widens the lens somewhat. And this is where the reflective piece really comes into its own, where learners will be asked to reflect, I suppose, on a technology. Is this good for society, or what, is there any negative to it? And that's where they can really delve into that part.
Very good. As I'm looking at the content and listening to you speak, I mean, I think this is so timely because the Department of Education, and they're working with the Department of Children on this, are actually introducing a new literacy, numeracy and digital literacy curriculum in the next couple of months. First thing they're going to do is they're going to release their new policy. And I think, you know, this course, particularly for parents and others in the community, would be really applicable for what is in that document. So who are you hoping will actually sign up for this special purpose award, Owen?
So from ourselves as a team, so myself and Maria and Orla, I suppose we're heavily involved, and we do come from a prison education background. So we were thinking of that, and there's massive potential for it to improve, I suppose, the transfer of people through in custody and then as they become released. But there's also massive potential for youth reach, for adult education, I think particularly. And in terms of our stakeholder engagement and program, that's where we went to. So we did a couple of focus groups within youth reach and adult ed. I suppose two ends of the, so two cohorts separated in age, so that their needs are, we were sort of considering those two separate needs in the one program. And like Maria said, some of them are not used to technology and they need to sort of be introduced in that sense. But while younger people in youth reach, they've grown up with technology, but I suppose in some ways they take certain elements for granted and they possibly don't have the in-depth knowledge of privacy and how they share and the permanence of what they share online.
Yeah, I know that's a really good point. And I might call Maria in there as well for her thoughts on this. But and I think, you know, that term, I'm going to let you into a little secret, Owen and Maria. I don't really like the term digital natives. Mark Prinsky created it. I mean, look, I think your point is really well made. More and more we're seeing that young people, okay, they use these technologies, but they don't really understand a lot of the time how to keep themselves safe. I'm looking at both the modules under digital citizenship and digital well-being. So I can see this generating some really interesting discussions with the learners, no matter where they're coming from. But Maria, any thoughts from you on the content before I move on to the whole area of accreditation, which I think is really interesting here as well?
I think the content, like I said at the start, it being kind of split the module between citizenship and well-being, is well placed for the times that we're in. And as you both have discussed there with the two ages of the spectrum, one using it and not being safe and one not knowing how to use it at all. And I think we're doing society a service here if we can connect those two age groups together better, and it will serve, you know, what government are looking for in terms of the adult literacy for life strategy. And I know the prison service are behind us in that, you know, that no citizen is left behind, and that we are doing what we can to not have a digital divide in the same way that we've had a literacy divide, that this will go in some small way towards that. And I suppose also just to give a big shout out and a thank you to our colleagues in Donegal whom we partnered with. We, City of Dublin ETB, wrote the module, but they wrote the content. And they have some excellent resources, as you've said there, the link is at the bottom of the blog, just ready-made material and content that can be deliverable by anybody. And I know you're going to lead me into the accreditation piece, but I suppose part of why we wrote this and how we wrote it was that there was no specific purposes or provisions required either by teacher, by the centre delivering it in terms of equipment, or by knowledge of the students who would be receiving it. The content is there from Donegal to be just taken off the shelf and then manipulated by teacher to suit the learner cohort and where they're at.
I love that. I think this is where we need to go more and more. And, you know, depending on the context, whether I'm in a community education centre, in a prison, in youth reach, or in a PLC, that I can take this content, and depending on what I have available to me, I can tweak it to my context. I think that's really innovative, a word that's often overused. So accreditation, I mean, the other beauty of this is that you have got differential validation here. You might talk a little bit about that. And that, you know, if other ETBs are interested, they can offer it as well. And QQI have played a very important role here, Maria.
No, they absolutely have. And City of Dublin ETB are the validated programme provider here. Yeah. And other providers then can look to City of Dublin for differential validation. And we were really grateful to QQI for their expertise in this and the timely manner that it got through their systems, because that can often be long, but it wasn't in this case. And we got huge support from them and testament to the amount of stakeholder engagement that supported us with this. It passed with very minor recommendations, which we were happy to accept. I suppose, Michael, you've alluded to many buzzwords in society at the moment, and one of the buzzwords is micro-credentials.
Yes.
And they're a completely separate thing. But the prisons have been using QQI modules as micro-credentials nearly for as long as QQI has been in existence, because our learners move around so fast. They gather relevant modules at varying levels to suit them going back into community. And I think the fact that this is a level 4 special purpose award suits adult learners in that way, that they can just pick up something, just one thing, and use it for that purpose, or to gain, or to add on perhaps to other modules for full awards. But that is the beauty of this for us, that any learner can pick this up as a standalone, they can add it in, or that it will be really useful, particularly to learners who are looking to get into apprenticeships, because it is a level 4. And it's the tacking on of this experiential learning with them, that some of it's accredited and some of it is their life lessons and their life skills. So that's one of the things that excites us about this. And we are hoping that other ETBs are going to approach for differential validation, and would be happy to share content and work with them and progress this, because we've written it, as he said, that we don't want to get it stale, but it has. We can only ensure that it won't be stale by having more stakeholders involved with us.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And Owen, I suppose just kind of coming to the end now, you know, this is so new that you're only starting to roll it out yourselves, I believe, after Easter. So it's really current, this particular special purpose award.
Yeah, it's very exciting, really, after, I suppose, going through the whole design process and the validation process, to have it actually been run in centres. So after Easter, it's going to start to be rolled out across prison education centres in Dublin. So and I suppose that's where, in a way, that's where the work starts, because it's obviously there's going to be various different cohorts doing it at different times. So then I think the idea would be that through some sort of, a programme board, or through collaborating with each other, that we can discover the best way, you know, the pitfalls and the best ways that it can be tailored to the learners.
Brilliant. Okay, Maria, I give you the last word. Anything you would like to share with us? We're going to share the blog post, which has the link. And I, as Owen said, I think, you know, the real work is going to start now when people start using it. And I, you know, again, as I've said, it's fantastic to see the collaboration between the City of Dublin ETB and Donegal ETB, two ETBs that H2 Learning work very, very closely with. So it's great to see that. And, you know, I think this is an area that's going to grow and grow. So I'll give you the last word.
Thanks very much, Michael. I would echo what you said. We had huge support in the writing of this module, both from H2 and yourself, from FES, from especially Donegal ETB. We had some connections with Belfast Met. And I suppose my last message here would be that, yes, it was written and bore out of a prison context, but we are really hoping it will be used with community and adult education and youth reach settings. And we're very much looking forward to collaboration with other ETBs or any other organisation that's picking this up that thinks it might be useful to learners in their setting.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that. I think H2, we do a lot of work at the European level. And at the moment, the game in town is the thing called the Digital Education Action Plan. And there's quite a lot of focus across the EU on digital skills. And I think this particular special purpose award is hugely relevant and valuable. And I think it will be, it will provide learners across the ETB, the adult education sector, and the ETB's further education and training, sector, with a wonderful opportunity to upskill. And you mentioned micro-credentials there, and I think that's the future. And I know City of Dublin has been very much to the fore in that area. So look, I think this is a really good news story. And we look forward to maybe having you back in the future to hear how it's going and to hear what people are doing with it. So best of luck. And thank you for sharing with us today the background to the programme. So
thanks very much, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you.